They need 11 more jurors to put former President Trump on trial. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So this morning, he'll be back in court in New York as the process continues.
Nearly 200 potential jurors have been brought in. All are asked if they can serve and be impartial. Those who say they can't are dismissed. The former president is accused of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal involving an adult film star in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
Fox's Tony J. Powers. Of course, the former president may speak again before going into the courtroom like he did Monday and Tuesday, calling it a persecution 2024 election interference. There's no trial in the Senate for Alejandro Mayorkas. Democrats dismissed the Republican case against the Homeland Security Secretary.
This whole impeachment was nothing more than a political show.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's a mere policy dispute. Republican Senator Ted Cruz says Democrats are ignoring evidence. Mayorkas ignored laws allowing a record illegal immigration.
They don't want to hear about the terrorists coming into this country or the criminals who are murdering Americans every week. They don't want to hear about any of it.
Pro-Palestinian protests last night in New York City. That's a Columbia University where hundreds of students have set up a Gaza solidarity encampment on campus hours after Columbia's president told a congressional hearing they're working to stop anti-Semitism on campus. But Columbia student Daniela Simons just told Fox they're not doing that enough. They don't feel safe.
I've had my friends who were attacked for showing their Judaism, for wearing yarmulkes, for, you know, showing their dog tags, for wearing Stars of David.
Google has fired 28 employees who took part in sit-in protests, disrupting work at Google offices in New York and California. There are reports out of the Middle East. The U.S. may have given Israel approval for a new offensive against Hamas in an area of Gaza full of Palestinian civilians. That support reportedly would be in exchange for Israel not responding to Iran's weekend attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Boeing under scrutiny on Capitol Hill.
Both Boeing and the FAA need strong and effective safety management systems, not in name, but in reality.
Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell at one of two hearings yesterday following recent Boeing incidents, the most infamous one, a blown-out door plug on an Alaska Airlines flight in January that left a gaping hole in a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet. A Boeing engineer turned whistleblower, Sam Salpour, says he's turned over documents to the FBI and is worried about other planes as well.
I have serious concerns about the safety of the 787 and 777 aircraft, and I'm willing to take on professional risk to talk about them.
Boeing disputes this, saying in a statement, quote, "We are fully confident in the 787 Dreamliner because of the comprehensive work done to ensure the quality and long-term safety of the aircraft. These claims about the structural integrity of the 787 are inaccurate."
Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn at the Capitol. In the House this weekend, Speaker Mike Johnson's planning votes on three separate foreign military aid bills, split apart from the stalled bill the Senate approved for Israel and Taiwan and Ukraine. When it comes to helping in that war against Russia, Speaker Johnson tells Fox Business Republicans are demanding.
What is the end game here? What's the objective and how are we going to accomplish this and bring this conflict to an end?
But some conservatives upset he's allowing a vote on Ukraine aid they oppose have threatened to oust Speaker Johnson. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after more selling. The S&P 500 has gone down all week. Another team has played their way into the NBA playoffs.
The Philadelphia 76ers extended their winning streak to 9 games Wednesday. Philadelphia, which trailed Miami by 12 points at halftime, came back to beat the Heat 105-104. Philadelphia will play New York in the opening round of the playoffs.
Fox's Jared Max. Miami can still get the 8 seed in the Eastern Conference. They play Chicago tomorrow. The Bulls eliminated the Atlanta Hawks in the other play-in game last night. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.